Good morning, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Oh no, here he goes. It's Kenny Hodge and another one of those podcast shows. Hey, this morning's postal podcast, I'm going to podcast directly to the unit I currently work in every day, Tor 2 Apps. Let me start off by saying to the employees assigned to the apps on Tor 2, you have operated understaffed so long that you probably don't even realize what a full staff of that apps should be, because I'm sure most of you never seen it. In fact, there are days where if you have 8 to 9 people that start the operation on that machine, that's considered a heavy day. That's considered a good day. But now that I got that out of the way, there seems to be an ongoing problem on the apps, and I'm going to give you my perspective on that problem. And that problem is the loaders on the apps is a level 4 position. Level 4's bid on app positions. And nowhere in a level 4's bid will you see or will you find the language license needed for this position. You won't find it, because if you're going to require a level 4 to have license, then you're requiring that level to be raised to a level 5. Now, let me go a little further. There seems to be some mystical review that OSHA came to the post office and did, and that review or that investigation pertained to the weight of the second-class magazines that Tor 2 run every day. There are way too many people under the notion that OSHA declared that the magazines were too heavy to be handled with a manual jack, and it should be a piece of pit equipment moving the heavy magazines. Well, I want to tell you, unless that document is produced, you probably should stop believing it. Sure, everyone says they've seen it, but I'd like to share this with you. If OSHA came in the post office years ago and said that that job required the use of pit equipment in order to get it accomplished in line with postal goals and standards, then the Postal Service would have been obligated to repost the loading positions on the apps as level 5s. That's as I see it. If you've got a document from OSHA saying it is not safe for a manual piece of equipment to move such heavy equipment, and we do it every day, and again, this has been going on for years, why isn't the load positions on the apps level 5 jobs? And I want to just go one step further and say, if it takes a level 5 to load the apps, why doesn't it take level 5s to unload the apps? Remember, you're loading those heavy magazines into cages that the employees on the apps really don't understand when a cage is full, because every cage that we pull out of that apps is pretty much to the top, or there just wasn't enough mail ran on that particular program. And that is of no fault of the employee. When you have one employee sometimes sweeping an entire side by themselves, it is not possible to keep up with that massive ratio that you are assigned to keep up with. In fact, I think the standard operating procedure on the apps is one sweeper, what is it, every 5 or 6 horse heads. Well, we know you'll never see that on Tor 2. Now, again, because there's this fictitious OSHA document stating that the load is too heavy to be handled manually, well, the Postal Service has decided that they'll pay level 4s, higher level while they perform that job. Well, here we go again. Nobody decided or understood if that is going to be a part of the apps, then you have to include that in bids that you post for the apps. Because let me tell you what they do now. Even though a low position on the apps is level four, and level fours that work on the apps, I mean no disrespect, so please don't get upset at me. Nobody likes to load. But it's a level four position, but not a lot of level fours want to do that job. Well, I say, if they're paying level five, and now they're trying to say, well, if you don't have license, you don't have to do that. That's not fair to the other level fours. And I'm simply saying to the post office, one of two things. Either create the job as a level five for 4 hours at level five and 4 hours at level four, you can create such a bid. If we're going to do that every day, why would you not create such a bid? Or change your bids for the apps, and in the future, when you post bids for the apps, then you have to include pit equipment license will be necessary in order for you to be a successful bidder on this job. And I want to say to the group leader on tour two, every day you find yourself stuck loading one side, inside or out of the apps. And I want to say to you, sometimes as the group leader, you got to make that tough decision. And I also want to say that if you are aware of the schedule, of how many people are going to be at work that day, then I don't understand why you simply don't cross out those assignments. And when I say cross out, for those that are not familiar, beginning of every tour, we have a meeting and everyone picks their jobs. That's based on our local memorandum of understanding. And what I'm really saying is, if you have seven people at work and you're going to run the apps with seven people, why do you let them pick from 11 jobs? If there's only seven people, you and a supervisor get together, find out which positions are not going to be used, and if there's seven people, there should be seven selections. That just makes things right, and it makes it simpler on you, so that as a group leader, you're not loading every day. Now, if you don't mind loading, fine, all well and good. I'm just talking about the job description of a group leader. But to the group leader, again, I say, when you allow the level four mail handlers to pick jobs and leave important spots vacant, then that's not my responsibility to fill those slots. And last but not least, I have to say this again because it's part of every message I'm going to put out until we make changes in that. Level four unauthorized drivers on the apps, please stop dispatching mail. Please stop taking your forklift, moving mail around. Please stop taking that walkie rider going out to the North Dock to pick up mail. If you are a level four, I am not speaking to anyone who's on a higher level. I am only addressing those who do not have authorization to drive. And when you do take it upon yourself to drive, which is an outstanding feature, I wanted to let you know that, because that's you going above and beyond. I want you to really, really think about that. And if they want you to dispatch mail or pick up mail from the North Dock, then you insist they pay you level five. That's my podcast this morning. I'll be at work in a few minutes. And again, this was not a tear down or trying to embarrass anyone's podcast. This was a podcast, I hope, that's going to educate a little more the folks on the apps, and we can show some type of solidarity to management so they can get this situation addressed and corrected. To all postal employees who hear this podcast, please get at me on Facebook with responses and with comments, and let me know if you have an apps in your building that this same kind of shenanigans are going on in your building, and maybe we can unite universally and get a fix to it. Kenny Hodge, talking to the people on Tortue Apps. And again, I hope this message is received in the same helping manner in which I delivered it. Have a great day.